Hi, this is Noel, a.k.a. Root, calling from Flamingo. To bring things up to date a little bit, we had just another sailor come in earlier in the week and then head on out in their catamaran. Yesterday, we had a little bit of excitement. Bridge Runner and Graybeard capsized off Cape Sable. They said they were tying in a reef and got knocked over by an unexpected gust and a wind change. Their masts stuck in the mud, and one of them broke, and the other one bent a little bit. They lost some gear, apparently including an anchor. And for a short time, they were a little concerned they'd get blown offshore. But they managed to recover the bent mast, the mizzen, I believe it was, and get that set up as a single mast in the boat. And then they beat into Cape Sable and were waiting on the beach by the time the Rangers got there to help them. Said that they thought the Ranger might have had a little bit of doubt that they'd actually capsized, because they'd coiled the lines and cleaned things up. But the Rangers gave them a ride back over here to Flamingo, and they went up to get a rental car and go up to Port DeSoto and retrieve their truck. The current plan is to get Boat U.S. to tow their the boat back over here to Flamingo and then go on from there. Don't think they're going to continue the race. Chief wants them to, I think, but I don't think they are. As for current events, about an hour ago, Lugnut and John. John, what's your tribal name again? I'm sorry. Crank? Crank. Yes, John, known as Crank, arrived in the Frolic 2 Oracle. And they look in good spirits, but tired and fairly damp. It was a pretty rough beat. Don't know what it was actually blowing out there, but the weather forecast has it over 25 and gusting over 30. So they're going to get some rest and dry their gear out and get some food in them and probably continue on either tonight or tomorrow morning. Weather forecast for tomorrow morning is apparently much lighter wind, so we'll see about that. I've been told there are a bunch of kayakers coming up the inland passage and a few on the outside. So when they come in, I'll do another update.